Hi, I'm Jace Lee from the band Tristan, and you're listening to Urban Movement Radio.
Tuned for Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show, created and hosted by Apostle John E. Ross.
Trying to do what's right, but end up
first began to walk with the Lord. I did not really trust Him and how He longed for me to understand that I could. So through the valley, He led me, afraid as I could be. Then I felt His loving arms embrace. I ever doubt a God whose hands hold the universe? And why would I ever question His ability? There's no place that I can go where He doesn't know the things that trouble me. He's always aware of where I am and what I need. He He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus, He is all. Sometimes the way is weary and folks just don't understand. So my eyes on Jesus, and He takes me by the hand. He takes in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is above sometimes I feel discouraged, and I feel all my works in vain. That's when the Holy Spirit, He revives my soul again. He revives my soul
saved soul. And there is above. In Gilead, to make the wounded whole.
Blessings and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. I am your gospel radio apostle, Apostle John E. Ross, creator of this podcast, lead apostle and founder of the Omega International Prophetic Ministries, and thank you for tuning in for season 5 of the Let's Talk to the Lord gospel radio talk show. And Kingdom, our guest for this episode of Let's Talk to the Lord is gospel recording artist and Sun Life Broadcasting Network resurrection singer, Daryl Nguyen. Brother Daryl, welcome to Let's Talk to the Lord.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on your show. God bless you.
Amen. And before we begin our interview, please tell the Kingdom a little more about yourself. When did your career in singing and recording music begin?
Well, you know, actually, I remember growing up in my grandfather's church, and I remember singing in the choir, but I was about 12 years old. And, and that's actually how my career began. I specifically remember singing, being able to sing with the ladies one week, and then my voice changing, and then I'm actually singing with the men the next week. I started in my church choir, and then I went to college. I joined the gospel choir there. I met some fellow students who were a part of a local music ministry, and they invited me to a rehearsal, and I wound up joining that ministry, and we traveled Louisiana singing and ministering. And a few years later, I heard about an audition at Jimmy Swaggart Ministries, and I auditioned, and that's actually where the recording part of my ministry began.
Amen. Man, I have been so blessed by your anointed voice from hearing you and seeing you on Sun Life Broadcasting Networks on Sunday mornings. Kingdom, I am a Family Media member, and I had the pleasure of meeting and being in service with and taking pictures with Evangelist Donnie Swaggart. Amen. So, Brother Nguyen, please share with the Kingdom your repentance experience when you repented and began your journey with our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.
Well, like I said, I started singing in church at about 12. So until I went to college, when I went to college, then I met this music ministry, people in this particular music ministry, one of the gentlemen was having a New Year's Eve service at his home, and I was invited to come, so I went, and that was 1989, December 31st, 1989, and one of the young ladies there asked me if I was spirit-filled. She asked me if I was spirit-filled, and I said no. And they laid hands, and next thing I know, I was spirit-filled. And I actually considered that night to be the night that I got saved, because after that night, that's when my life changed.
Yeah.
I'd grown up in church all my life, but it was just the same thing over and over again. But after that night, that's when things changed. Things I used to do, I didn't do, couldn't do them anymore. Didn't want to do them anymore. So that was my experience.
Amen. And what is your status now in the kingdom of God and in the body of Christ?
Well, right now I am I'm a licensed ordained minister at Jimmy Swaggart Ministries. Amen. And I'm also one of the vocalists on the praise and worship team. And I minister there, and if invited to other ministries, I also minister minister at those churches also. As a matter of fact, about 3 years ago, I was invited to minister at Brooklyn Tabernacle.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what I do now.
Amen. Kingdom. Our topic of discussion for this episode of Let's Talk to the Lord is Daystar, from 2 Peter, the first chapter, the 19th through the 21st verses, which also happens to be the title of our guest's latest CD, also titled Daystar. Kingdom, let's go to 2 Peter, the first chapter, and the 19th through the 21st verses, where the apostle declared in verse 19, "And we have the prophetic word firmer still. You will do well to pay close attention to it as to a lamp shining in a dismal," meaning squalid and dark place, "until the day breaks through the gloom and the morning star rises," meaning comes into focus or comes into being in your hearts. Verse 20, "Yet first you must understand this, that no prophecy or scripture is a matter of any personal or private or special interpretation," meaning reasoning or solving. Verse 21, "For no prophecy ever originated because some man willed it to do so. It never came by human impulse, but men spoke from God, who were born along," meaning moved and impelled by the Holy Spirit. Kingdom, in part, Daystar is a prophetic declaration of Jesus bringing the light to our dark world. And interestingly, he brought it in a way that many in the religious community disagrees with, which is prophetically, by which the interpretation and the revelation is given by the Holy Spirit. There are many who try to operate about God without God, the Holy Spirit, which is impossible. But we can say that for another episode. But kingdom, for God's word is a lamp unto our feet, hallelujah, and a light unto our path. The word of prophecy guides us to Christ until the day dawn and the day star arises in our hearts. Literally, until day dawn through the gloom, meaning that the prophetic word rendered more sure to the apostles by the voice from heaven and to us generally by apostolic power and witness shines like and guides light and lamp till the fuller light of day dawns upon our souls. As we are led by the prophetic word, kingdom, the personal knowledge of the word, and God manifests himself according to his blessed promises to the heart that longs for God's sacred presence in their lives. So, Brother Darrell, when did this experience happen for you? When the light came for a higher level in God, and how did you embrace that awakening?
Well, like I mentioned before, I grew up in my grandfather's Baptist church, but when I became a part of this music ministry at my college, and they invited me to this New Year's Eve service, I'd always knew that there had to be more.
Yes.
But I didn't know exactly what it was, because I'd never been taught that there was more. But that night, all I can remember is standing with my hands in the air, and my eyes being closed, and me speaking in tongues. And this it's like a spotlight was on me, and I was speaking, and God was speaking to me. And from that point on, I embraced God wholeheartedly. My life was totally His. Whatever He wanted to do with me, I was all His. So I embraced it wholeheartedly, and I had always known that like I said, that there had to be more. And
yeah.
Growing up in my church, people would tell me things about God using me. But I mean, I'm 12. I don't know what that means. But
yeah.
I can remember singing in my church. And not being able to finish the song because all I could do was cry.
Yeah.
All I could do was cry. And after that night, I knew. I started to learn what all of that meant, and from that point on, it's been all God.
Amen. Brother Darrell, when Jesus is all we need, through all of our difficulties we face, once we embrace relationship with Christ, we find out that there are so many levels in God, and the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit anoints our eyes and our eye gates and our ear gates to see into another dimension, and our trust in him cannot be replaced by any other. Brother Darrell, please share with the kingdom how God and our Lord has proven to you that they are more than enough.
Well, like I said, since I totally gave my life to him, you know, we all go through things, and we try to figure it out on our own, and we come back to the conclusion that we don't know what we're doing, and we just mess everything up.
Yes.
And we ask God to give it all to God, and he does what he does best. And everything I've ever needed him to do for me, he's done it. Every problem, every situation, he's taken care of it. I just bring it from that point on. No matter what it is, big or small, I give it to him because I can't handle it. I can't do it on my own.
Yes.
I can't do it on my own.
Amen. Kingdom, John the 17th chapter, and the third verse declares, and this is eternal life. It means to know God, to know, to perceive, to recognize, become acquainted with, and understand you, the only true and real God, and likewise to know him, Jesus, as the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah whom you have sent. Kingdom, this scripture is life to us because Jesus becomes the center of our joy, and we realize Jesus is our Savior and Redeemer, and we realize that he is our provider, and just to know him, the Son of the Living God, our risen Savior, and his love for us is irreplaceable. So, Brother Darrell, what is your advice for those who have yet to make the decision to embrace a relationship with God through Jesus Christ?
You know, I see and I talk to people all the time, and I have a hard time understanding how they're living this life without knowing Jesus Christ. Because things are hard. Knowing him, even with knowing him, things can still get tough, and you can find yourself in tough situations. And how do you how do you deal with those things? And I would ask, what's taking so long? If you knew like I knew how good God is.
Yes.
If you knew like I knew how good he is and how he can help you in every area of your life, embracing a relationship with him would be the best decision you could ever make in your life. Would be the best decision. We get saved, we still have problems, but God is there to help us through those issues. So we don't have to deal with them all alone. So I would encourage you to seriously consider giving your life to the Lord. It would be the best decision you would ever make.
Amen. And finally, our youth are facing so many challenges. They are being killed by the police and killing each other. There is a need for Christ with our youth now more than ever. What's your advice to the parents to be able to bridge the gap, to put the children back on the right path to God?
Well, brother, I'm old school. And what worked for me still works today.
All right. Amen.
And that is train up a child.
Yeah.
After speaking with a lot, because I was a third grade teacher for 10 years. And so speaking with parents, where is the training? Just with basic issues like saying yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. Where's the training? The Bible says train them up, and when they're old, they won't depart. So it goes back to the training. I have a 13-year-old son, and my wife and I have spoken with him about how to behave if you're ever approached by the police, what to do, what not to do. And like I said, it all goes back to training. Train up your children in the things of God. They may stray, they may not, but if they do stray, they'll return because they know the path already. So that would be my advice.
Amen. And likewise, Brother Darrell, share a word for parents who have lost children or children who have lost siblings and are hurting and confused and don't know which way to go.
Yeah, that's a tough one, but it all gets much easier when you have that relationship with Jesus Christ. That's one of the things I was talking about earlier. Those kinds of things are much easier to deal with when you can pray and ask God to give you the peace that you need to deal with those situations.
Hallelujah.
So, I've never been in that situation. I've never lost a child. I don't have a sibling or anyone who's been killed. But, I mean, even in my other situations, that's what I always go back to. God, help me deal with this. But then again, in order to do that, you have to have that relationship with him to hear what he's saying to you. So that's what I would say.
Amen. Brother Daryl Wynn, please introduce yourself to the kingdom.
Again, I am Daryl Wynn. I am a music minister at Family Worship Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I am married with three wonderful children. And as far as if you wanted to support my music ministry, the way to do that would be to go to SBN or the Sunlight Broadcasting Network, because that's who I recorded the music with. So it would be best to go through Sunlight Broadcasting Network to purchase the music.
Amen. And what are your websites or your social media so that the public can reach out to you?
You know, I'm like I mentioned, I'm pretty old school. I actually don't have a website for my music because I haven't recorded any music of my own particularly. But I do have a website for my business that I have. But as far as music, I don't have a website for it. So the best way would be to contact me on Facebook.
Amen. And Brother Daryl, please tell us about the music. We've just heard I've Been Through Enough, and we're getting ready to hear Jesus, You're the Center of My Joy.
Well, those are two of my favorites. I call I've Been Through Enough my testimony song. because of, like I said, we all go through things, but in those things, I've come to realize that no matter how bad it gets, God is always enough. He's always enough. He's more than enough. No matter what I need, He supplies that need. And I've been through enough to know that. The Center of My Joy, there's a difference between happiness and joy.
Yes.
Happiness fluctuates. You could be happy one minute, not happy the next minute. But joy, nobody can give it, nobody can take it away. That joy comes through your relationship with Jesus Christ. And knowing that makes him the center. He's the center of all of that. If you don't have him, you don't have joy. You just have happiness.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, fluctuates. But I'd rather have the joy that's there all the time.
Amen. Amen. And amen again. Kingdom, the music of Brother Daryl Wynn is in rotation on Let's Talk to the Lord Radio International. Kingdom, Let's Talk to the Lord can be heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Alexa, YouTube. You can download episodes from speaker.com. You can hear us every Monday on Elation Radio and at positivepower21.org. Just go there and click on menu, click on Media Room, and Let's Talk to the Lord for every episode. And every Saturday, we're on Sensational Sounds Radio at 11 a.m. Central Time. Please write to us at letstalktothelord@yahoo.com. Please visit our website, letstalktothelordradio.international. Please follow us on Twitter at Ross Apostle. Please download our app on the Google App Store on your cell phone under the name Let's Talk to the Lord Radio. On Let's Talk to the Lord Radio International, we have 24/7 music, talk radio, news, and so much more. And Kingdom, you can now ask Alexa to begin Let's Talk Radio International. My latest EP, Lord, Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd, is available in all digital stores. And my first EP, Remember Now Thy Creator, is still yet available under the name of Minister John E. Ross. So, Kingdom, until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you, living your lives at the foot of the cross under a open heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.